Hi, this is Larry Jordan, the host of the Digital Production Buzz. The following interview was recorded live on the exhibit floor at the 2017 NAB Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. For all our NAB interviews, visit nabshowbuzz.com. And welcome back. This is Larry Jordan. This is the Digital Production Buzz at NAB. This is day three, and we are in the middle of discovering some really cool companies and wonderful new products. I'm glad to have you with us. I'm speaking now with Brian Nimmons. He's the CEO of Sound Ideas. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Tell us what Sound Ideas does.
We're a publisher of sound effects and production music.
Publisher of sound effects and production music. Which got you? What did you get started with first?
Sound effects.
How come?
When I opened up my own recording studio, it was aimed at doing commercial production. And I knew that there really wasn't a good sound effects library out there, so I started to build my own. And then I thought, gee, I've put so much time in there building this sound, maybe I can sell a few copies. And back in, believe it or not, the 1979, I sold my first copy, and it was on a reel-to-reel.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 100 box reels of reel-to-reel tape at either 7.5 or 15 IPS. And then we, in the mid-80s, we got the opportunity to transfer everything to CD, and then things took off from that point.
Oh, that's... I'm old enough to have not only remembered but worked with reel-to-reel tape. And in a day, you thought that was just the best thing that it was possible work with. But now you
especially
look at
with a little razor blade.
Oh, the razor blade, you scotch tape it together because you do the edit. And now you look at it and say, how could we have possibly done any programming with this stuff at all? It's fascinating. So when did you move into music?
We moved into music in about 1990.
There's a lot of competition for music.
Oh, there certainly is.
Why did you decide to make the shift?
Oh, there was a need. Our clients who loved our sound effects need music as well.
So are you writing your own or licensing from other libraries?
We hire a number of composers and have them compose music for us, and then we release it.
So what have you got that's new for the show?
We have just released the 9th installment of the general 6000 series sound effects library. This is our best sound effects library, and it's been around since 1990, and we just keep adding more material to it.
Well, what kinds of material are you looking to add? What are some of the newest effects?
Well, actually, we did a very recognized sound designer, Mike Madonna. He's retiring, and I was able to purchase his whole library.
Oh, my
goodness. And go through, and he's award-winning. He's worked on some major, major motion pictures from Star Trek onward, you know, and basically being able to pick and choose different libraries and releasing it.
Okay. Anything else that's new?
Yeah, actually, we've started last October to release a new sound effects library every single month. And so far, we've done it. We've got another series lined up, a bell series of English church bells, very specialty little libraries that we're releasing on an ongoing basis. And we have enough lined up for the next year.
Do you do the sound effects recording yourself?
That's the enjoyment part of it. Yes,
I was
not
wondering.
All of it, of course, but I do like to get out in the field.
Well, talk to me about a project that you recently recorded.
I've just finished recording enough material for it. It's a vintage industrial collection. So I was in museums, you know, machines run by steam, all sorts of different mechanical sounds.
Well, let's talk about how you did the recording. What microphone did you use, and what do you record on, and what are your specs?
We record everything on the sound device. 722, and we have a Sanken stereo microphone, the 180, and just love it.
But are you recording sounds mono or stereo?
Oh, stereo.
But wouldn't you want to have it mono so you can pan them?
We don't know how it's going to be used, so we want to give the person the flexibility of having a stereo feed.
So they
can, and we make sure everything is cancelable. So there's no phasing if you mix the left and right together.
And you're recording on the Sound Devices 722.
Yep.
And what sample rate and what bit
depth? Oh, 2496.
Why the high sample rate?
Well, that way, if somebody wants to take the sound, manipulate it in a synthesizer or a sampler, they've got a lot more material, more content to work with, and they can do a lot more, shape it a little bit more, opposed to having a smaller sample.
And what levels do you tend to record at?
Basically, the zero on the VU meter. The LED.
You tend to record it pretty hot.
Pretty hot, yeah.
That's very cool. What was the most interesting mechanical device you recorded?
A textile factory in London, England.
Oh, tell me more.
And it was like a giant auditorium or venue that had literally hundreds of machines, and they were all being run off of multiple shafts in the ceiling with belts down to each machine, and then the whole thing was run by a giant steam engine that was in another room. But the sound, the concave of sounds was just amazing.
Ah. Did you use a single mic for that, or did you use mics picked up throughout the entire plant?
Yeah, we had multiple systems going all at the same time, including a 5.1.
Oh, that must have been fun.
Yeah.
How did it sound when you got it done?
Oh, really good. Really good.
And this is a title we're going to be hearing in the future?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
So once you've got this stuff recorded, how long does it take to turn around and burn to a disc and set it up?
It's totally variable because of all the different other projects that we have. In this case, it'll probably get released in the fall. We've finished enough material to release it as a library.
Very cool. Before we lose time, any other new products you wanted to talk about?
The only thing I'll mention is that our website has now been totally updated. You can go there and buy any of our series, download them hassle-free, and basically get the material exactly when you need it. The other thing I'll note is that we're in our 40th year.
40 years.
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. In this industry, that is a long time. What sounds are you thinking about for the future? Where are you headed?
We have an ideal list. Don't want to really go into that, but we have a whole list of things that we want to go after.
Can customers suggest ideas?
Yes, very much so. Please send your ideas to Sound Ideas.
I will definitely consider that. Where can people go on the web to learn more?
At sound-ideas.com.
If you were to look at the titles for the last year, what's the one that you're most excited about? What's the one that sort of makes you smile when you think about?
It was TT Racing. There is a TT race that takes place in the Isle of Man, and we went over and recorded it. And we had a blast doing it.
What kind of racing?
Motorcycle racing.
Ah, okay. What? And, go ahead.
And it's a race that takes place around the Isle of Man. They close down all the arteries, all the roads, and these bikes race around. It's just amazing. But the great thing is you can get out into the country and be all by yourself, and you're having these high-powered a motorcycle zipping by. So that's a really good sound.
No noise of the city. No other noise. You can pick up just the sound effect of the bike.
Once in a while, a bird gets in the way.
Oh, that is so cool. The website is sound-ideas, S-O-U-N-D hyphen I-D-E-A-S, soundideas.com, and Brian Nimmons is the CEO of Sound Ideas. Brian, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Have yourself a great show. Take care. Mm-hmm.